On Wednesday, February 23rd, the ISD 200 school board met for a regular meeting, but added a last-minute agenda item to discuss an incident that occurred at the Hastings Middle School book fair earlier that week. School board chair Brian Davis sets the stage for discussion with his statement.
So what happened is on February 18th, Director Tate did send an email to the school board regarding her concerns about two books being sold at the Hastings Middle School Book Fair, run by the Hastings Middle School PTA. She did state in her email that her concerns about the mature content in these books was the justification for trying to protect the district from a lawsuit. I did direct Carrie to work with her concern out with the PTA, as the fundraiser is not a board function. On February 22nd, Director Tate and Director Dressley did volunteer in their role as PTA members at the book fair. During their time volunteering, they were seen taking out books that they deemed controversial without approval of the PTA. Part of the reasoning, and they will get to speak for themselves, but I want to let you know that we talked, had to do with the grade level that was indicated and also the mature content warning that was on the books. I want to throw that out there and make sure it's out there in the public. Furthermore, they did state that they were acting in their capacity as volunteer parents. However, it has been told to all board members, the public does not recognize, nor do they care, if we are volunteers in certain capacities. We are always board members in this community. I mean, people saw it as two board members and not two PTA volunteers. I do understand that Carrie and Jessica stepped down from the curriculum committee, but not the PTA, and I understand the passion that goes along with that as a parent. Fallout of these actions, whether they're intentional or not, and I don't believe they were intentional, but the fallout of these actions is really not relevant in the sense that the perception of overstepping your role as an elected official at this table further divides our community and instills greater distrust in the board, because regardless of what capacity we think we're operating under, we as board members are representatives of this district. These were not actions of the school board. These were actions that were outside of the school board's purview, because PTA is its own nonprofit. We did not oversee them.
Listeners can hear statements directly from board members Carrie Tate and Jessica Dressley in an additional news broadcast on KDWA.